Hello, everybody. Welcome to Size Talk. And today we're going to be talking about, we're in season two, episode one. We're going to be talking about a rather specific subject that's been going on in the size fetish community that has become much of a problem, which means when I say that, it's when producers are trying to upload their content. Now, when you're trying to upload your content and trying to make sure nobody's doing some sort of copy and paste later or somehow getting your credit for the video, there has been issues such as when it comes to, like, you know, posting it. And people have had, talks from BFG, from Canadian Giantist, from Media Impact, from Giantist Crew. They've all had this same specific problem that has been pretty much an issue to them. And I don't blame them. It has been pretty much a problem. When it comes to posting a trailer to introduce your newest video coming out, it seems like YouTube has, like, the biggest problem against their videos. Now, even though they post on there, or they go for the little option that's in YouTube that says, if it is adult content, please click this button, so it can be specifically ask the person their age before they start going into that video, which everybody does, especially when you're going to do size fetish content. But seems like lately, when people are the original creators of their content, such as, for example, Chibi had someone post his videos for him for like a trailer and whatnot, and YouTube immediately, even though this is Chibi's account and everything for his content, it immediately just removed it. Like, that's not, like, fair, really, because after that, 2 days later, somebody posted that same exact trailer, and they just changed the name, and YouTube just allowed it. Now, that makes no sense. If you've proven the fact that you are the original creator of this video content, you should have the right to post this on there without having it be auto-deleted. Now, the thing is, though, with YouTube and all of its now new plus rules and things that have changed a lot when it comes to YouTube, the most of the size fetish producers and creators of this community seem to be having a problem where to put this stuff, where to put it where, you know, people don't just take the content and use it for their own, or try to say they did this or didn't say or have the permission to post this content. Now, I have said before and several times to certain other people that when it comes to posting that type of videos or trailers, there really isn't many places to go for. I mean, you could go with Daily Motion, but no one's ever heard of Daily Motion. Everybody's like, Daily Who? Or VMO. But VMO, you have to pay to use their website, which is another however much money that you have in your account. And then you have Pornhub. Now, Pornhub is made, like, for that type of stuff. It's just that people on there tend to, how you say, copyright and take your full-on videos and use them for their own profiling, viewing pleasure. And no offense to Pornhub, but come on. Like, you gotta be a little bit more considerate when it comes to the original creator stuff. I understand it's a free community. Everybody's there to show their favorite porn or show how much they love their stuff or how the porn stars like to have live cam videos, things like that. And that is all awesome. I'm not disrespecting Pornhub whatsoever. Pornhub is an amazing place. It's just that when it comes to the size fetish community, I have seen it before. There's been, like, full-on videos of people's content, and it takes the longest time to get it down, which I don't blame them why they take the longest time to remove a, what's it called, a copyright claim on someone else's video, because I'm pretty sure Pornhub gets those pretty much every day. That's pretty much the only place I can think of for most of the size fetish producers is to post most of their trailers on Pornhub, and then after that, you could just make it just for posting your trailers for upcoming videos. Now, I understand that's a thing, and you're pretty much worried about, are they going to copyright, are they going to take my stuff, are they going to just say it's theirs, or are they going to try to get it removed? There's a lot of stuff that could be said, and there's a lot of stuff that could be said about the copyright system when it comes to porn videos, which is totally understandable, and, you know, it's something that will be fixed in the future, hopefully. And this is a problem, so my main solution for all this, for most of you size fetish producers out there, is that your only option here, because having a YouTube channel, it's just going to get it automatically deleted, and YouTube is pretty much being really touchy when it comes to specific porn or not porn, but trailer videos that they seem to have an immediate problem with. I highly suggest probably Pornhub. You might as well move over there, make a new channel there, and start off there. There's not much of a, like, you know, other type of solutions, because Pornhub's kind of a little bit more easygoing, and they're pretty much more accepting when it comes to your content. Pretty much that's most of the segment is, if you're looking for any place to post your trailers or other type of content, Pornhub. Now, for the last bit of this video or episode here, or sorry, not video, audio here. So, Size Talk is coming back. We've been taking a bit of vacation. Well, I've been pretty much working for two jobs and all the above type of stuff, which is pretty much stressful. I hate retail. Well, I have gotten to the point of saying, I will start creating more of these. I will, who knows, maybe get some guest stars to talk with me on this type of thing. Hopefully we can start doing that soon. Giantess Crew is interested in having a little bit of guest stars showing up on here. Maybe some Giantess coming on there. Maybe at SizeCon I could probably have a recording of Gary and Jason Ninja talking with me about what they think is going on, what kind of updating stuff is going to come to their channels or websites. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in Size Talk in the future. Hopefully this will be the Size Fetish community's channel or radio station to listen to. If it is, thank you for listening. If it isn't, come on, listen to this. Let's have a Size Fetish community radio station or podcast. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being awesome. Watch out for Giantess out there, Micros and Giantess. I would say watch for your stepping, but I'm pretty sure everybody here accepts that. Thank you for listening.